92.9 WBPM,
where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The internet, social media, and artificial intelligence get more absurd every day. And while this is currently at the top of my most stupid things I've heard in 2026 list, I know it's not going to be there for long. So what will happen to your social media accounts when you die? Well, they'll probably be there for a long time with no new content, unless someone in your family or a friend knows how to get into it and take control of it. But now, apparently, with some advanced planning, you can continue to live your life in cyberspace and interact with your circle of friends and family after you're dead and gone. There's a company, and I can't believe somebody's making money from this, but they created a company called Dead Social, which will let you create and schedule messages, pictures, and videos for future posting. Or they'll create an AI version of you that can continue to compose and publish messages in your style pretty much for eternity. Now, they can't do this for someone who's already dead. They physically need you to design your AI personality, but once you do that, your AI could continue to communicate for you. Why would anyone want this? I mean, you should appreciate the people you know and have in your life now while they're still alive. I would not want emails of pre-scheduled messages or fabricated stuff created by AI emailed to me from an artificial intelligence system pretending to be my mom or dad or aunt or uncle, because I know no part of it is real, which frankly is true about 99% of what's on the internet anyway, so now I'm starting to understand why this makes sense.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.